Thizo, Chucktown 1, Unit. Okay. Yeah. Hope everybody had a good week. Hope everybody living in health. You feel me? Y'all. I just wanted to chime on this Ime Aduka situation. Let me not butcher your name. You got enough going on. You was fucking with me alone. But we'll get there. Before we get to that, though, I hope everybody literally is happy about what they produced this week. Not just for your job, but for your family, for your life, for your mental. Yo, that's important. That being said, let's get into it. So, the Boston Celtics head coach, Ime Udoka, has been suspended for the full year for having a consensual affair with the staffer. Now, I have some issues with how this all played out, because the Celtics is the one that leaked it, right? That should have been internal, first off, right? The fact you got suspended for the year and the rumors that's circulating I'm hearing about, I kind of understand why they had to do it. You forced their fucking hand, but I can't say anything else other than that. I don't want to get sued. I ain't got no money for no lawyers or for no goddamn payouts. No, I'm a broke nigga that knows better. But here's the one thing, like, I'm realizing. Black Twitter is like, they're on Nia Long. If you didn't know, he's been engaged to Nia Long for 10 years. A decade. And I literally got into it with someone that I really respect and I have a great rapport with. Over that fact that, like, you can't leave that out. You was engaged to this nigga for 10 years. I'm not saying, like, it's alone. Let me be clear off the rip. Ime was wrong for what he did. He shouldn't have fucked with someone in the organization. Okay. But this shit happens every day in real life. It don't get this much fanfare. It don't get this much pub. It don't. But usually it's like, yo, I was engaged to this nigga for 2 years and he cheated on me. Not 10. Not a fucking full decade. You know how many presidents that was? Three presidents ago, she got, come on, man, like, make it make sense. And I love Nia Long. I watch Friday. Yo, like, I can't name no other movie, but she's a legend. Like, I'm tired of this shit where they blame the nigga all the time, like, cheating is a choice. It is, yo, it is. Sometimes a nigga feel they ain't got no other choice but to, no, that sounds so terrible, but I'ma say it. I'm a prolific cheater. I'm not even going to lie about that. I make peace with everybody that I cheated on, for the most part. But, like, yo, like, I was. And sometimes it's not about them. But half the time, it's really not about them. It's just about space and opportunity. If you think about your dick, y'all, that's how that works. Sometimes you emotionally cheat, though. That's different. That takes more time. But that means, like, a motherfucker's getting to know you. It's my issue. Nia Long, if you said I'm gonna be engaged to marry this dude and you be with him 10 years and y'all don't never get married and I hope your son is in a good place, I really mean that. How well did you know him? Like, y'all so quick to point the finger at the nigga, sometimes women choose wrong. Some niggas ain't worthy to be choose. I can attest to that. That was my defense sometimes. Like, yo, you shouldn't have fucked with me. You already knew what I was when before you dealt with me, you know what I was. I ain't gonna apologize. That's who I was. And it's touchy, because again, there's a little one, but like, mine is all of this goddamn commentary on social media isn't helping it, because now folks is canceling Nia Long, and I'm saying don't do that. She may have fell in love with a nigga and really was like that broad for a nigga, and that happens. There's some good women you fuck over, and I'm not talking to all you niggas, especially you Gen Z niggas, no. But some of y'all cats, millennials, have dealt with a woman that knew you wasn't shit but still fucked with you and gave you a chance. Now it's up to you what you do with that chance. This nigga said I'm the head coach, so, like, fuck it, I'm the head coach. Ugh. Yeah, open your throat up. Like, that happens. But he got suspended for a year, so he got his punishment. Nia Long shouldn't get no punishment at all. Because all she did was fall in love with the wrong nigga. It happens. Every fucking, as I'm speaking, it's Saturday night. At some club in Charlotte, there's a broad, and they're buying the dream. As a nigga that sold dreams, it's profitable. I'm just being honest. So come on, man. I'm not saying this nigga's not fair. But like, yo, women got some culpability in the shit that they put up with. Because a decade? I can barely remember what I was doing in 2012. But you can, because you met this nigga and stuck with him for that whole period of fucking time. You gotta own that. And if I'm the foul nigga for bringing that up, I'll be that. But I'ma be that. Most women I know, you ain't married me in 5 years for us to save up money for the wedding. I'm not gonna keep fucking with you. But you stayed around for 10 years and you got money. So for me, I don't fuck with it. And I don't care how nobody feel about my opinion. It's just mine. But I'm pretty sure other niggas feel the same way. Like, you got money. Like, you ain't had to wait around this nigga. And you surprised you got cheated on after 10 years? Word. This nigga was doing this shit in year two. My bad, Ime, but I'm just telling you. Come on, man. Because I'm going to tell you this. As a nigga that cheats, I don't cheat no more. I love God. But as a nigga that used to cheat, if I can get away with it, I'm going to keep getting away with it. So for that 10 years, allegedly, nigga might have cheated on you twice a year. Because you got 41 road games in the NBA. And before he was the head coach at Boston, he was an assistant coach with the Spurs. But no. He wasn't cheating. Hey, Chuck! He wasn't fucking around with them big old women down in San Antonio. So, like, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. But, like, let them insulate that shit and figure it out itself. Don't speculate. Don't get mad at a nigga for having an opinion about their life. Isn't that how this shit work? Huh. Alright, man, I'm good. Yeah, I'm literally good. I ain't talking about Trump. I ain't talking about politics. I ain't talking about nothing. I'm talking about Ime Udoka of my 5 minutes with fees. And in case I get dementia, I'm not gonna remember who the fuck that motherfucker was. But like, if you are able to push off an engagement for 10 years, maybe you just been wanting to cheat or been cheating and want to keep doing it. But I'm not going to make sure that's the thing. But that's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because if I wanted to marry a woman, I'm going to do it as quick as I can. And you got the money to do it. But, and I'm going to say this, it's going to be controversial, but I'm standing by it. The nigga half Nigerian. Huh. I love some of my Nigers, but some of y'all is on that Scam City shit. Take it how you want to. Take it how you want to take it. I don't give a fuck. But all this goddamn sympathy for Nia Long, you chose to stay with a nigga. You could have easily got another nigga. It's on you. Yeah, I'm good. That's all I wanted to say. It's on you. You stuck with that nigga for 10 years. Like, who the fuck is engaged for a decade? Who the fuck is engaged for 10 years? Nobody. Nobody. Even Anne Frank ain't living in the attic for 10 years, nigga. So I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. And y'all keep defending Nia Long like we ain't saying Ime is wrong. He was wrong. But she could have chose to the whole fucking time. Take that how you want her. Yo! I'm good, man. That shit got me mad, nigga. Go ahead.